Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Steve Evans, who is the president and CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America, Georgia chapter. Mr. Evans, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing some information with our listeners about lupus. Could you share exactly what lupus is and how it impacts our community?
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that affects so many people in so many different ways. I have a niece who has lupus, and it's a very mild form. I have a daughter who has lupus, and it's a very serious form. There are so many different things that it can affect. It affects organs through the body. It can affect the kidneys is the most, but it can also affect the skin and any other organ in the body. And it's just a disease that we're still trying to figure out.
I know that there are over 55,000 people in the state of Georgia who have been diagnosed with lupus. I also know it is a disease, like most, that impacts the people of color, that community, a little bit more. Could you share a little bit about what's happening in Georgia to support this disease and to increase awareness about it?
Well, our chapter, we do symposiums, we do seminars, we have support groups, and we do three events to raise money to support those. We have a walk that is on April 21st at Georgia State University. This is the first year we've been there. It's normally been at Piedmont Park, but we are having a new venue. We have a golf tournament and we have a gala. And all of our money goes for education, awareness, and research for this disease.
What do you want our listeners to know about lupus and some of the indicators of the disease?
Lupus is a very difficult disease to diagnose. It takes a long time. With my daughter, we were fortunate. She was diagnosed very quickly. But some people, it takes years because you go to a pediatrician or you go to a general practitioner and they think you have something else. The biggest thing is, how do we diagnose quicker and earlier to get people on the right medicines?
Now, is lupus like most diseases? The sooner you know about the contraction of the disease, the better the outcome, or is that important?
It's important. It can be, but there is no cure for lupus. There's a cure for cancer. There's a cure for heart disease. There's a cure for other things. But right now, we have things that can put it somewhat in abeyance, but we really don't have a cure.
So with autoimmune diseases that tend to attack many different parts of the body, how difficult is that to come up with a cure? Because as you mentioned, it's skin. It's different things that get, caught up in that autoimmune disease, different symptoms, different impacts, different intensity. You know, some people it's a mild case, some people it's severe. What is there to do to try and find a treatment or find a cure?
When you have an autoimmune like lupus, many times it travels with other diseases. You can have rheumatoid arthritis. You can have dermatomyositis, which is the reddening of the skin, the knuckles, the face, things like that. Fibromyalgia, just so many different things. So that's what makes it difficult, because it travels with other diseases.
What should our listeners be looking for with the young people and their families? If this is something that they... As you mentioned, it's hard to diagnose. Is there something that they might look for specifically as they're going to doctors to find out, you know, why this is happening to this child or why their skin is turning red or, you know, what do you look for?
it's being diagnosed better now. It can be brought on by many different things. It can be genetic. It can be you had mono at a young age. It can be fist disease. It can be things that you go through as you're growing up. But we have a lot of good doctors. We have 57 doctors on a medical advisory board, and we're figuring out quicker how to diagnose the disease.
And Steve, what do you do specifically with the Lupus Foundation? You mentioned that you all raise money and it's all about education and awareness. How do you go about doing that?
I'm going to go back to April of 2011, right after my daughter was diagnosed. She was a sophomore at Indiana University in Bloomington. And she said, "Daddy, I want to make a difference and do the Walk to End Lupus. Can you help me?" And I said, "So what's your goal?" And she said, $1,000. I said, "Let's do better. And in the next month, we'll pass $600,000. I've raised it mostly for Georgia, but some for Chicago, where she lives now, some for Indiana, some for National. And I just have a lot of friends who know my daughter, and we reach out and ask people the question, "Will you help?" And most of them jump in and support us.
Steve, $600,000, that means you have a lot of friends.
I do.
That is just wonderful. For our listeners who want to get involved, they want to participate in the walk or the upcoming golf tournament or your gala, how can they reach out and connect with you and get information and support that they may need?
They can reach out to the Lupus Foundation office in Smyrna, Georgia. We are at lfaga.org, and our phone number is on that website.
So go to you all's website. You can get information, find out what you're doing and how to connect. In the lupus community, so to speak, is everyone aware of the foundation? Do they know that you all provide support and assistance if they've got a family member or community member who's suffering?
I don't think they do. I think we need to make sure that they do. But when we got started and my daughter had lupus, I didn't know that LFA existed. And I've worked with United Way for a long time, and I actually reached out to the CEO of United Way and said, "I want the best doctor." And I got Sam Lim, who's one of the best doctors in Georgia. But people that are newly diagnosed, they really don't know that. But we are a wonderful organization to give those the understanding of the disease and to help those people to try to find the proper care.
Steve, thanks so much for coming here today and sharing with our listeners about the work that you're doing at the Lupus Foundation of America, Georgia chapter. And I'm sure we're going to get some more people who need support. Let them know where they can go and get it.
They can call us at any time, and we appreciate them reaching out to us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thanks.